Thank you, President. It's not really surprising to hear the Iranian and Syrian representatives exercise no restraint in distorting the term genocide beyond recognition. Employing the term in the context of Israel's conduct in a war it did not start and did not want. A war in which Israel is exercising its inherent right of self-defense against terrorist organizations who know no bounds. If there have been acts that may be characterized as genocidal, they have been perpetrated by Hamas against Israel. Israel is a country that since its establishment has been combating terrorism on a daily basis. Iran, on the other hand, is the world's primary state sponsor of terrorism. Iran spares no time or effort in training, financing, and arming its proxies so that they may execute terror attacks around the globe, specifically in the Middle East. In this regard, Iran is also the biggest proliferator of arms around the world. Iran attempts to destabilize the Middle East by using every possible tool at its disposal. Terrorism, the use of missile and rocket attacks against its neighbors, and attacks on merchant ships on the high seas from its own territory and the territory of other countries in the region, namely Yemen, Syria, and Lebanon. Iran's support of terrorist organizations, which includes supplying weapons, financial and political support, as well as military training, contradicts numerous UN Security Council resolutions. Today, more than ever, it is clear that those who truly care about the lives of Palestinian and Israeli civilians must condemn in a clear voice the war crimes perpetrated by Hamas and other terrorist organizations. Iran, Syria, and some other terrorist-supporting countries will continue to support Hamas' terrorist agenda. That is a given. But other states and organizations around the globe, those who truly wish for peace in the region, can no longer remain silent. Hamas's reign of terror must end. More than ever, what is needed is a clear and unequivocal condemnation of Hamas, a call for the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip, and the immediate release of Israeli hostages. Those of you who wonder what the true meaning of staying silent in the face of Hamas's hate, incitement, anti-Semitism, and barbarism need look no further than the involvement of UNRWA staff in the barbaric terrorist attacks against Israel on October 7th. This is a wake-up call and a clear demonstration that Hamas's hold of Gaza and the Palestinian people can no longer be tolerated. Israel will not be deterred in its just fight against those who actively seek to destroy it. I thank you.